the cast from Infinite Eights. How are you guys doing? Everybody good?
Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah. How are you?
Go ahead and introduce yourself, young man.
Tyler. I'm the drummer.
Okay.
It's our jet lagged drummer, by the way.
Yeah, I just came in from a flight.
From?
From Greece.
What you doing in Greece?
Just chilling.
Chilling?
Spring break, yeah.
You're 20?
20, yeah.
And you went to Greece for spring break?
My family went, yeah.
You know where I went to spring break when I was young? Connecticut.
That sounds fun.
It's not quite Athens, you understand. And yourself, what's your name?
My name's Parker.
Parker, all right. Yeah. You play?
I'm the singer. I play keys and guitar as well.
Okay. And you, young man?
I'm David, and I play bass guitar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What you got around your neck right there, bro?
Oh, it's a necklace from a video game called Zelda.
Cool. That shows you how old I am. I don't know anything about that. Now, Infinite Eights, local band. How long you guys been? How long you guys been about?
We've been playing together for about 4 years now. Over 4 years, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how does that happen? Like, you know, Mike Calta has the Pitbull Toddler, and they kind of talk about how they all kind of happened. Were you guys friends before? And were you all musical before? How did it get formed?
We met at a music conservatory, actually. I met Tyler, our drummer, playing in a jazz group together. Yeah. And I met...
Well, we all met in... Well, you met Dave and...
I met Dave in a rock program there. But we met at a music conservatory, and we just had similar musical interests.
So yeah.
Just ran with it from there. So
like minds.
Yeah, like minds.
Together, yeah.
So jazz, right? Jazz?
Yeah.
Okay. I like jazz.
I think
that's
too.
So.
It's cool.
How would you explain your feel music-wise? I mean, what style of? I listen to you guys, and you guys, you know, it varies. Mm. How would you describe, you know, Infinite Eights?
Our music is the genre is indie alternative, but that's a pretty wide umbrella term for a lot of sound. So our sound's sort of like, I don't know, ethereal, but new wave. Yeah, I guess we have some 80s. People have likened us to like a lot of 80s groups, like New Order and stuff. But
yeah.
Okay.
We also have.
We try to bring it modern, current.
Yeah, yeah, modern.
We like analog synthesizers and things of the sort. So
who is your musical inspiration?
My musical inspiration probably either Coldplay or Muse, kind of ish.
Okay.
Like kind of that new synth kind of sound.
When I was on the Mike Calta show and I played a little bit of your music, that's when he came up when he said Coldplay. And I'm just going to be honest with you. That's not my genre. Okay. I was not really exposed to Coldplay.
Sure.
And I hear people dogging out Coldplay, but the thing is, you don't dog out nobody's.
Right.
Okay. So that's good. That's good hate. Okay, so you know, nobody's going out of their way to dog out somebody that's not established and doing something. So,
So
you guys being 20, 24 years old, young people, do you go back and pull up some of those old archive music? I mean, when you're looking for inspiration, you know, what kind of music are you listening to? Are you pulling up some old jazz?
I don't listen too much to jazz. My main influences, I would say, are like a lot of indie rock out of California, like LA scene,
okay.
And then a lot of new wave 80s stuff.
New wave 80s, like Clash?
New Order, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, stuff like that.
Now you're hitting a little closer to home for me. Depeche Mode, I'm an old cat, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I go back and I grew up, you know, I obviously went through all the hip hop that went through there, but I grew up listening to, you know, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and stuff like that.
I love Led Zeppelin.
I mean, let's just be honest, all right? If you're a musical group and you don't think Led Zeppelin is good, I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Right.
Like, you're not, like, what are you playing to say that Led Zeppelin's not good?
Right.
Yeah.
It's just not allowed.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, like when I played football for many years and I ran into Jim Brown, the football player.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Led Zeppelin. Like, you have to pay homage and you got to give respect to them who came through. And really, you know, if you're a guitarist, you can't play any song without having some Jimmy Page in it.
Right.
Or some Jimi Hendrix in it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So we have the big events coming up April 21st, and Infinite Eights is going to be, you know, one of our big acts is going to be playing. Now, do you play the same sets every time, or you have different sets? Is it all your music?
Yeah, we're playing all original music. Our set's grown so much over the years. It's almost pretty different every time because we have to just pick and choose which songs we want to play. Usually it's sometimes tailored to the type of event we're playing.
And the thing is, we're like always churning out new stuff.
Yeah,
we're
so we churn out. It seems like at every gig we have like a brand new song we always debut, so it's always something new, always something exciting.
Well, I'm excited to hear you guys because Greg Wolf, who's normally here from Street Laced, you know Greg Wolf at all?
Oh, we haven't met him yet.
We haven't met him, but which is good because that means it came from his heart. But Greg Wolf with Street Lace, you know, brings all the DJs here, and he's usually on the show with me. He had a death in the family, so he couldn't be here. Oh. He's the one that came up to me and said, "You need to check out these guys, Infinite Ace." That's what he said.
That's sweet.
And I'm like, okay. So I went back and I looked and pulled up your music, and I said, "It's a nice, clean feel." And
Wholesome music.
Wholesome is good sometimes. There's a time and place for wholesome. That's for sure. So,
oh, yeah.
What do you, so you live here in the Bay Area now? You obviously have aspirations going, you know, wherever you can musically. How does somebody from Tampa Bay Area make it in music? How does that happen? And what does make it mean to you guys?
You know, that's a good question. Something we've been wondering for a while ourselves. But you know, nonetheless, we've been playing around town now for several years, and we just sort of watched the amount of people coming to our shows grow steadily over that period. So I mean, I feel like we've done stuff now that's almost to me like making it because of how cool some of the opportunities.
We're starting to play with like more and more well-known bands that come through. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're just,
you know, because we've been
taking our time.
We've been opening now for bands that we've been hearing on the radio that we love.
Yeah.
It's just something that's surreal for us and cool.
But, any names? Any big names, people?
A band called Kaleo. Okay. We opened for back in August.
A band called AJR.
AJR.
In 1975, too.
Yeah, we played in Next Big Thing 2016, which was like with the 1975.
Okay.
Bands of sorts, Fantagram, yeah. So, you know, for us, I guess that's sort of our a smaller level of making it.
Yeah.
I suppose it defines like you know what threshold you can.
Well, you know, when you say making it, that could mean different things to a lot of different people. I mean, what you may think is making it, you may look back on it and laugh on.
Oh yeah.
One day, you know, when I left and went to junior college. Everybody said, "You're not good enough to play junior college football in the United States." And I said, "I think I am." So when I played, I thought, like, I made it. I showed them.
Yeah.
I showed them that they were wrong. Yeah. Now, the fact that I played 9 years in the league after that made them really, really wrong. Okay?
That's true.
But, you know, I want to see what's great is seeing, like, these burgeoning young acts from this area grow. Because everybody has to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Because everybody always says, "That band came out of nowhere." That's never happened.
Nobody's
come out of nowhere and made it. I guarantee when all of a sudden you see them on MTV, which doesn't exist anymore. I don't know why I said MTV. It doesn't even really exist anymore. When you see someone, you're starting to hear them. They've been around forever. Mm-hmm. So you guys have albums? I mean, you say you have a lot of original music. Do you actually have albums?
Yeah, we do. We haven't really released any albums. We have like probably 40 to 50 songs worth of music we could
albums worth
put
of
out.
Material.
Yeah, we have like 3 or 4 albums I'd say worth of material, but we actually haven't released a lot of it just because
we have one EP.
We have one EP that's
Spotify
officially released,
iTunes.
And then a lot of singles we've put out on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud.
Yeah.
But I mean, we do have like 40 to 50 songs that we really like that we think are solid, you know. But it's we have aspirations of getting some of those songs released under labels, and so we're just cautious what we release now.
Right.
Well, that makes sense. Now, a lot of groups out there will put out an album, and it'll be a great album, and then now they have to have another album, and it always seems like you know there's a barrier because, like I've always said, if you put out like when Led Zeppelin put out their first album, okay, that was their life's work. Mm-hmm. So when you got to put out another album and to make it as brilliant, that's hard to do. But the fact that you guys have all these, you know, songs already, you can pick and choose from the best ones, obviously. And, I mean, you don't usually have 40 great songs or 40 songs before you actually release an album. So I think you guys are ahead of the curve. That's for sure.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's an unorthodox way of doing it, I suppose.
That's okay, but there's no right and wrong ways to do it. So you guys have representation.
Our music's registered all with CSAC is where our copyright and everything is handled with. We're not with a label now. We're just an independent band doing stuff ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we mix everything in a little home studio we have. And it's cool, though.
That's the way you learn everything, though.
It is, yeah, for sure. No, I think, because I've been doing the mixing, the audio engineering, and it's, I think doing that has sort of given me a different perspective on writing the music as well, you know, when we do that.
Now, so how does that, I mean, I actually had, you ever hear of Mighty Mongo before?
We have. We actually played with them.
Yeah, those are good, cool. good friends of mine. Nice. I've known Lindsay forever.
Just cool.
Good people. And I went to them. I keep on bringing up Led Zeppelin. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan. the song The Ocean is one of my favorite songs.
It's
so
a good one.
I heard them play it one time on a concert, and I said, I want you guys to play it, and let's do a video, okay? Mm. So we did a video with me and my boy Ten. And I never really knew that when you cut a song, that you have to cut an individual piece. I didn't know that. Like, I thought everybody just went into the studio and you play the song and then you tape it. I didn't know you had to do the guitar, then the drums and the vocals. I mean, that's a lot of work to get that stuff out.
Yeah, and I mean, the recording industry, just the way things are recorded, has definitely changed a lot over the past, you know, 20, 30 years. Yep. But yeah, I mean, I do spend a lot of time. It's sort of like putting together a painting, you know, you're assembling different elements and pieces and textures until it sort of comes together into a single cohesive piece of work. But up until you get to that point, it's just, you know, trying to find the pieces that fit and colors and textures until you reach that point.
Well, you guys seem a lot more artistic than a lot of other bands. Are you the artistic one, or you guys are all artistic?
I think we're all pretty.
You look artistic.
David's the artistic one.
Those are artistic glasses, right?
Yeah.
You know? And so all this stuff, like the, you know, this is all cool stuff, this swag.
We brought stickers.
Who came up with the name Infinite Eights?
Kind of evolved from
that. Yeah, that was sort of my idea, I suppose. It was a few years ago.
And what about the logo?
The logo, yeah, that was just,
you fell into it.
Yeah, that just felt perfectly in a place. It's a little eight that's
how could it be anything different?
intersected, intertwined.
I'll be honest with you, I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Because it means something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it means something. It's not just something that's slapped on and, you know, this is one of my, I've been wearing the right hat. Yes. Well, this is our logo, Dignitary. And it didn't just happen like this. It kind of evolved from a few different things and has to mean something. So I like to see artistic people doing artistic things like that.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
So any of you guys going to school, or are you just, you know?
We're all
going to school. Yeah?
Well, that's good. That's good.
Tyler and I are USF, and our basis statement's at UT.
UT, yeah.
So. Very nice. Well, you got to have something to fall back on just in case you guys don't, you know, get huge like we all expect you guys. Definitely.
Thanks.
So I appreciate you guys playing with us April 21st. All you Infinite Eight fans out there, they're going to be out there, and I can't wait.
We're excited.
And everybody else can't wait as well. What we're going to do is, as we get closer to the event, we're going to pull up some of you guys' music and be playing it on the show. So if you're Infinite Eight fans, you guys definitely want to be listening in. Guys, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I like young hustlers. Go get some sleep.
Yeah, he needs it. I will.
Like my
be
boy
doing
just,
that.
Just flew in from Greece, and he just been eating souvlaki the last 7 days, so good for you. So Infinite Eights, April 21st, Cheval Country Club. You definitely want to check that out.